Good morning, dear Aurorians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to everyone else. Today is Monday, 11th of June, and hazy sunshine here in Auroville on 31 degrees Celsius. Today we can expect considerable cloudiness, not as warm, and over the night becoming partly cloudy, with a chance of precipitation on 25%. Temperatures will be ranging from low 29 to high 38, with heat index on 41 degrees Celsius. Westerly winds at 15 km per hour with occasional gusts on 24 km per hour. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 8%, and it's gonna be new on Wednesday. On Thursday, 14th of June at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we are invited to final working session on amendments of the participatory working group process. The study group and the Residents' Assembly Service would like to invite us to attend final amendment session for the participatory working group process, and the objective of this session is to amend the approved document with the feedback already given during the last months by the community. The part of the feedback process on candidates will not be dealt during this session, as the Auroville Council is looking into, and soon they will publish their outcome and way forward on this topic. Between celebrating Auroville's 50th birthday, there would be Football Memorial Cup of Major General KK Tavari 2017-2018 at Dea Shakti Sports Ground in Dana between 15 to 17 of June. Matches will be going on from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. and from 3:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Final match will be held on 17 at 3:30 p.m. Integrated Transport Service was launched last week, last Tuesday on 5th of June, and office charging station is now open. You're welcome to visit them on their office opposite of Solar Kitchen. And they will meet all your mobility requirements. They will charge your EVs, they have plenty of charging points, so you feel free to charge your electric vehicle at ETS. Shared Transport Service is now ITS. You can share a taxi, save money on the environment. You can book a scooter for short-term use and try their new exciting new electric scooters that promote quiet and sustainable mobility. You can also get a scooter because ITS will help you with access to the best electric scooters in the market for your long-term needs. Between local pickups and drops, if you need a ride to ECR or Kulapalan, Pondi or anywhere in Auroville, ITS has a sustainable solution through their range of electric rickshaws and scooters. They will be also looking at vehicle repairs, and if you're tired of traveling all the way to Pondi to get your electric vehicle fixed, bring electric vehicle to ITS workshop. They have also a service of courier or delivery service. If you need something to be picked up or dropped off, a parcel, a grocery or check, ITS will do it for you. Courier drops from Amazon and other e-tailers. If you're tired of giving directions to the delivery guys, you can get your courier drop off at ITS and pick it up from there, or they can drop it for you at your house. And if you have more inquiries, you can go and visit them at their office opposite of Solar Kitchen, and they're open between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and closed on Sundays. On contact number are 9787880211 or 94869991643. Or you can also mail them at its@orville.org. And for Matri Mandir team, we have information that Matri Mandir remain closed for visitors from 4th of June to 3rd of July for renovation and repair works. Matri Mandir opens for visitors concentration from 4th of July onward. And the booking service by phone, email or visitor center booking office remain closed between 3rd of June to 1st of July. Booking requests for July 4th and onward are to be sent no earlier than July 1st. The visitor center and the Matri Mandir viewing point remain open as usual from between 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sundays between 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. only. During this period, our Aurovillians and newcomers will be able to access the Matri Mandir from 6 to 8 a.m. and between 5:30 to 8 p.m. only. Auroville Aikido at Auroville Budokan near Dana it will restart the classes. For adult classes, restart on Wednesday, July 4th, and children classes on Monday, 9th of July. For more information, check the poster. And you can contact Surya on 262-3813, or you can mail them at budokan@orville.org. And we have some announcements on a filmmaking apprenticeship with Claire and Ervi, because this coming school year they can welcome two new students more in their apprenticeship program. It is for Orovillians, pre-adults and adults. And filmmaking apprenticeship program covers the areas of pre-production, production and post-production. It's in an individual tuition. Each student writes, shoots, directs and edits his or her own film and may contribute to other projects on specific area. An apprentice maintenance is possible thanks to the support of SAIR. And coming soon, a gap year program for the youth of Orville, made in Orville by Orville for Orville. Introspect, discover, decide. That is Orville gap year program and starts in September. It has been designed as a way of finding and establishing one's true calling in the context of the vision and work of Orville. It provides the learners with knowledge and skills to develop themselves further in any field of work that they might get drawn into and integrate with the community as an adult. The program is composed of two semesters with a one-month term break in between, and course contents are organized around the three themes: self, society, and nature. The Orville Gap Year program follows a pedagogy deeply rooted in exploring and discovering one's true potential and manifesting it in life. The Orville Gap Year program has been developed by Orville Campus Initiative, AC, the Department of Further Learning of Sri Aurobindo International Institute of Educational Research, SAIR, Orville. The Darkali Fitness Track is open every day between 4:30 p.m. to 6:45 p.m. and soon it will be open until 7 p.m. But remember to come 30 minutes before closing time. The mother wrote, "The field of our sense experience has absolutely ridiculous limitation. While in the mind, if you think of someone or something, a city or a place, you are there immediately, instantaneously you see, and you are there." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on orableradio.org. Thank you.